What's going on? It is Juan here again, Juan the Colombian, and these levels are really freaking high.
And Serena, it is me.
It is you.
Serena Haggerty.
I'm so happy that you're here with me because
too.
We met, how long ago we met?
Happy anniversary, I don't know, 3-4 years, maybe?
I think it was like four years when I was working for Jack FM.
It was at a gig that I had. Really good.
Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, it paid really good. It was it was for the hospice, I think. Like, it was like a run.
Was the
or
one
walk.
That it was by Windermere and
Yeah, Windermere and Adelaide.
Adelaide,
yeah.
You got good memory. Holy Jesus, I don't remember
that. You know, it was just a great day. it was for the hospice, right?
Yeah, I think it was for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I met you there.
And you were like, yeah, you're cool. And I was like, who's this guy?
Bro, you were like, when you start singing, I was like, man, you're good.
That
like,
was the first time you saw me perform
live? Yeah, because
really?
Like, I don't know, like I do radio, right? And I do the promotions from the radio stations that I work in. So seeing a different artist, you kind of like, oh yeah, they're good. But like, you stand up. I was like, holy shit, she's really good.
For the 3 songs that I sang that day?
Yeah, we were good. So then we have that conversation. We talk about it. You mentioned that you know some people from radio. I think you mentioned that you knew it was Brady, I think.
Yeah, if that was Jack like 3 years ago, like Sarah was there too. Mm-hmm. And then I hadn't met like most people. And I didn't even know any chorus people that well. It's when I met everyone like mm-hmm. that year.
Yeah,
because
after
people.
That, we saw each other. I think it was up the Budweiser Gardens, and I was at chorus at the time. What was that event?
At the wine show or market
no,
or something.
Something artisan market. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
When you did the Facebook Live.
Yes. Yeah. See, that was you. Get, damn. Like I don't know how many shows do you play in a year. Like normally, in a, let's say about a year, how many? 100?
I don't know.
200?
Yeah, I would say 100, yeah. Like this past year,
and
especially.
Then you remember that we did a Facebook Live 4 years ago. Holy!
It was a special day. I'm very grateful for it. Yeah, at the Budweiser. And I think I played without a speaker so no one could hear me.
I know, it was just a guitar.
Yeah, honestly, I don't even remember playing. I just remember having my guitar and being there that day.
I should have asked you for your guitar and you should have played something today, but...
Oh, that's okay. You know, next time. I'll be back.
I'll just do a guitar. I'll just make the sound of the guitar. No, I'm kidding. So we met a while ago. You weren't in a school at the time. Now you're in college. What are you taking?
Oh, yeah. I was in grade 11 or 12. Yeah. What year was that? Like, that was after...
So it's 2020, 4 years ago. So, like, let's say 2017, 2016. No, 2017, probably. Because 2016, I think I was in Toronto.
Okay, yeah. Actually, yeah. Because I met most of the Jack crew in 2016. Mm-hmm. What was the question? Oh, school?
Yeah, what were you doing back there? Like, back then? Well, no, sorry, the question... See, I got lost here, too.
What am
Holy,
I doing now?
I just drinking water. Yeah, like,
today,
what are you taking right now?
Yesterday, tomorrow... I go to Fanshawe College for Music Industry Arts, and it is so cool.
You like it?
Yeah, I would highly recommend it. If you get in, you
Are you
can
getting
apply.
Paid by saying this? Like,
I wish. Good promotion.
Oh,
yeah,
my
I'm
goodness.
Good at promo, too. It's so much fun. I'm going to graduate this year, too.
Okay.
It's only been 2 years, but it's a ton of fun. And the profs are... I think the highlight of the program are the profs. Like, they're just incredible. Dan Broadbeck.
You guys got a guy that won a Grammy, right? What's his name?
Yeah, Dan.
Oh, that's Dan?
Yeah, Dan Broadbeck. He was nominated for a Grammy, and he won a Juno about 10 years ago.
Wow.
So it was cool.
Yeah, because he got nominated last year.
He might have last year as well.
Yeah, with Evanescence. I don't freaking know. I don't speak English. Anyways.
He should be... I don't speak English. He deserves to be nominated for everything. He is,
like,
the kindest human ever. Like, so talented, great producer. He mixed a lot of my songs in the past. So
nice.
If you ever need your single, your hit single,
well, you know,
mastered...
I'm working on that, but...
Dan Broadbeck.
But you're going to be graduated from that program, so I'm going to use you instead of him.
Oh, yes.
I wish you're good,
yeah.
though, so...
I am pro. I was actually just at EMAX Studio You know, EMAC is like downtown London.
Sure.
And it's an awesome studio, and it's owned by two of the MIA profs.
Okay.
The engineer people. I suck at engineering, like all consoles and everything like that. But I'm working in EMAC studio, so it's awesome.
That's cool.
And I'm excited to graduate. What are you doing with that? I can't tell you.
Okay, it's a surprise. We'll keep it there.
I was actually in there
with
my...
Don't tell me. It's a surprise. You'll tell me later when it's happening.
Yes.
Or when it happened.
I'll keep you updated.
What's going on with your life? Yes, you're going to school. What else is happening? I know you're in the music industry, as you said, but I know you released a single. Was it a single last year?
Recently, yeah, I released two singles.
Two singles.
There was a love song, Want You So Bad, and there was another song called Meant to Be.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard it, but, you know, people thought it was like an inspiration song, like, wow, everything's meant to be. Mm-hmm. But it was actually about a boy, and it was saying how we're not meant to be.
Oh, wow.
So that was a lot of fun, and I worked on it with Mo Berg, who teaches MIA as well.
I think I heard his name before. So.
Yeah, so...
How do you write your songs? Do you do it or someone else does it? Is it your mom back there or Bailey? Bailey's, by the way, Serena's dog.
It's my dog, yeah.
Little dog is like, wow, wow, wow.
Bailey definitely inspires me. Oh my gosh. I love my dogs.
Let's be honest, that's truly the boy behind all the songs.
Like, Bailey?
Yeah.
Even though she's a girl.
Well, you never know, right? Like, they're still dogs. So, no, but for real, like, what, Bailey. Like, how? How do you get the inspiration? Like, do you write the songs?
I'm very inspired by, you know, my friends, boys, my dogs.
You're saying that yes, it's your dogs.
It was just my dogs. I think every song is different because I have co-wrote a lot with friends of mine and then with Mo for one of the new songs I'm working on. So it's cool to get a different perspective of a song that I'll start and then be able to finish it and make it 10 times better of what I could make it. But every song is different, really. You know, I need more boys in my life. It really helps me write songs about boys.
Do you want to become the next Taylor Swift?
No, I want to
break up after breakout after breakout is a new single.
I don't think Taylor Swift. I think I want to be, you know, Serena Haggerty.
Okay, I like that, though. I like that a lot.
Yeah, lots of artists. Yeah. But I've been writing a lot, and I just love it. And I think I'm inspired every day, and it only happens once in a while that I actually am able to write a song and be confident about it and then share it right away.
That's awesome.
So
that's
working awesome. On that for the next year. Yeah, but I still call myself, you know, strong singer-songwriter, no matter what my songwriting skills are.
You should do it. I feel that, like, everything in life, it has to be, and we have this conversation before, right? It's how you present yourself to others.
Yeah.
If you go there and be like, oh, yeah, I'm just like a garage singer, they're going to take it like that. They're not going to take it. No, seriously. They're not going to take you serious. Yeah, exactly.
I have sung in GarageBand. What's like one of the songs from GarageBand? Or like Guitar Hero, you know?
Yeah.
What's the one song? Like you played, right? You weren't that old yet. In that time.
Oh, so she's calling me all that. She's calling me out here. Holy.
You can learn a lot of songs. Like, growing up, I learned a lot of songs from Rock Band and Glee. Did you watch Glee?
No.
Oh. Well, it's a great show.
I know that here in North America, it was, like, a big thing with Glee and, what was the other one? High School Musical?
High School Musical, yeah.
I'm not, like, I was too old for that. I was already kind of, like, in high school when that happened, so.
Oh, I was so young, and I remember high school coming out, and I thought it was, like, inappropriate and stuff, and now I look back at it, and I just think, wow, that was my childhood. And really cool story, last week, Music Industry Arts at Fanshawe, they have a lot of guest speakers, so it's awesome, and we had a guy who mixes and masters songs, and he came in, his name is Vic, and he mixed High School Musical 1, all the music.
Is he Canadian?
He is, I think, from Toronto.
Wow.
So he lives in Toronto now, I think. Yeah, and he mixed everything. It's so cool. So when he told me, you know, I didn't freak out, but I was thinking in my head,
wow. You did freak out a little bit inside, probably.
Like, I listened to all that stuff. Well done.
And that's cool, though, because in that program that you are, like, one thing that I haven't shared with many people, I wanted to be actually a music, like, I wanted to be in that program.
As
I wanted
Taylor to be like Swift a, or producer?
Producer. singer, I'm not that good. I could try, but I'm really bad at it. But yeah, no, I wanted to be a producer. One of my biggest idols in life is still a big producer in Latin America. His name is Jose Gaviria.
Jose Vergara.
Gaviria.
Gaviria.
You gotta get better. You got Gaviria. Two Spanish people in your life.
Gaviria.
You gotta get better with that. So, yeah, so, like, I always wanted to do that. And the one thing that I learned from that industry, because I was involved when I was little in that industry a lot. Not gonna tell you why, but I was. And
okay.
I was in recording studios a lot because my sister's dad, he is a musician and he's a singer. So we were like recording albums a lot. So I got to see what that business was in Latin America, and it's beautiful. Like just what you said, like the amount of things that someone behind a computer could do for someone is crazy.
Yeah.
It's like insane the amount of things that people, when they're out there listening to something, they're like, oh my God, whatever, it's okay. But yeah. Then, but like behind that computer, there's so much stuff happening.
Yeah, it's crazy because you hear a song as a listener and you either like it or you don't. And you don't really know the story of how it was put together or who co-wrote it.
How many hours you put into it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. Man, I remember like songs that like, they were there for like, 7 hours, just repeating the one part.
Yeah,
maybe
just
the producer
one.
Was terrible or the singer was terrible, but
plus then editing it is hard. And yeah, auto-tune. Yeah.
Then you have to master the song. It's so tough though. Yeah. It's like very very hard, but it's fun. I think it's fun to like get to know people, to what you said, like meet people that in this industry they just don't do music. They do a lot of stuff because you now that you have this background. You could work for movies. You could work for basically anything.
Yeah, so. And it's still a lot of faking it, fake it till you make it kind of theme. Mm-hmm. Because if you asked me like, oh yeah, you passed MIA, show me how to turn on this big music console and show me your engineering skills, I would totally fake it and teach you all the little things that I know, so it'll make me sound like I know everything about it. But
what do you guys use? Pro Tools?
We learn Pro Tools and Logic.
Okay.
And they actually stopped teaching Logic for now, but thankfully I was in first year, so that was the last year they taught it. So I use Logic because it's just easier.
What about, like, you being in the industry as an artist, have you seen people use Logic more than Pro Tools? Or I think Pro Tools is, like, universal.
Yeah, Pro Tools is definitely more popular, and it's way... it's used a lot for, like, instruments and mm-hmm. guitar, drums, whereas Logic is used more commonly with, like, singer-songwriters, and it's good for being at home and just,
you know. Do your own stuff, Spotify, yeah. And become a garage guy.
What's her name? Billie Eilish?
Did you use that?
I'm guessing they use Logic, I think. Just a wild guess. Okay. But Logic
is... Let's call her right now. Yeah,
once I have a number.
I wish.
I'll text her. She never replies.
Oh my God. Yeah, exactly. Like, oh well, out of my 2,000 texts. But yeah, no.
I have so many texts. I'm so bad at replying. But Logic is awesome. They're all the key commands, mm-hmm. as you would know. I just like the ones on Logic better. So that's why I use Logic.
I love that. You can basically, like, when you go to inside, I don't know if you guys been in a recording studio, but, like, when you go inside, the actual keyboard doesn't look like a keyboard.
It's because pretty and colorful.
Most of the people, they have, like, commands to each key.
Yeah.
So it is funny to see it because when you're there, you're like, oh, what the heck is this? It looks like a Christmas tree full of lights, colors.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah, it's pretty fun. Like, I love, like, again, what I said, like, I think that's what I do radio because it's the closest that I could do for that. And yeah, it's pretty fun. So I'm looking forward for what's coming for you. I know you have a great, great future ahead. I'm jumping back and forth between your life, like, oh, what you did before, what you did now. Tell me about your life as a musician. When do you start? I know I've seen videos you playing when you were like, what, 3 years old, 2 years old?
Yeah, dancing to High School Musical. Yeah, I've sang so much. Like, I have, as you know, a big family, very musical.
Mm-hmm. The big really? Hegedy. No, I don't know that.
You didn't know.
I'm kidding.
Good joke.
Everyone in her family is like, hey, nice to meet you. What's your name? Oh, I'm Pedro Haggerty. Okay. I'm also a singer. Oh, sure. Like, everyone sings in your family.
I think not.
Okay, even your sisters that are not even in music, they sing.
They sing, yeah. My, like, family, like, the six of us, very musical.
Is it because your mom or your dad?
Both. My mom has, like, sang forever, or sung forever. It would be sung. I don't know. My
I'm
mom
the one
sings.
That doesn't speak English. The English, you gotta keep it to yourself, okay?
Okay, I'll try my best. My spelling has been so bad recently. I don't know why. But my mom, Marsha, has been singing her whole life. Big shout out to Marsha.
She's awesome.
She is amazing. And she grew up like singing and playing guitar, and she still does. And my father, Larry Haggerty, he says it's his fault that I'm musical because he was in choir, like high school, you know, all that stuff. So he likes to take credit too, but I think I get it from both of them.
I think you're getting it from me, though. I think you're getting it from me.
From you,
like 4 years ago when you met me, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I really.
Because, like, at the end of the day, like, yeah, I got that blood, you know, I'm kidding. I know it's from probably like your mom, your dad, and it's great, though. It's great to see, and they're great people.
I think it definitely helped having siblings. My younger sister, Jasmine, singing with her all the time. Mm-hmm. It gave me a better...
You look like you, by the way.
We look like twins, yeah.
It's stupid. One day I was in... What was it? I think I was in the bank. And then I saw Jasmine. And I was like, holy shit, that's Serena. But then I kind of like looked closer. I was like, oh, no, that's not Serena. So I text you. Remember I text you?
Serena
I was
got
like,
taller.
Yo, I think I saw your sister. And you're like, oh, where? Well, you didn't say hi. Serena, if you ever meet Serena, Serena's the kind of person that, like, she will talk to anyone. It doesn't matter if you're old, if you're young. She will go there,
talk to you.
She's the kindest person that you ever meet. She's so nice.
It sounds like you're being sarcastic.
No. I'm being honest. Like, I legit like that you're like that because... I feel that an artist has to have that. They have to be people's person. You see so many artists nowadays that, like, they go sing and they don't even connect to people. They just close their eyes. They're like, la, 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 and that's it.
And they're so good. Yeah.
They're good.
Yeah.
But they lose that connection. The beauty about singing is, like, connecting to people because you're showing emotions. Like, you know what I mean? Like, as soon as you, for example, your songs are about love. You have to feel that love. If you're not looking at people and not feeling that love, what are you doing? You know, that's what I see.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen, there was this guy from, what was the show? American Got Talent?
Which?
It's Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and...
It was,
Liam,
I only saw
something,
like
something.
Three auditions. I saw one from a girl in Toronto and one from a girl in London, and they're not American, but those are the only two episodes I saw.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a guy I'm going to show you after now. We'll pause it a little bit. Actually, I can show you right now. This guy is, it's weird though, because he's really, really good, but again, he doesn't connect with them. He just goes there, sings the song, and then he's, like, out of it. Like, even Katy Perry is like, can you sing but with your eyes open? Can you, like, look at me? And then as soon as he doesn't, bro, even, for like, from the TV, you can sense it. You're holy shit, you're such a good musician.
That's cool. Yeah, I definitely find at shows that's a huge thing to socialize, and especially Katy Perry, you know, she talks a lot, so...
Yeah, that's commercials. We don't want to hear that.
That's my line. Does anyone have a charger?
Thank you, YouTube. Oh, you need to charge it, by the way. We
can't do that. I should be okay. Like, I'm at 30, so yeah.
Here, let me see. Okay, now it's coming. Okay, we're not gonna hear that, but let's just do. That's him.
You are possibly the best. The best?
Besh.
Very country-ish. Yeah, definitely when you look down at your guitar the whole time, it's...
If you're traveling to a North Country fair, where the wind hurts and beyond border lies.
But his eyes are open.
Yeah, but he's staring at the ceiling. He's like not looking at them. That's what I'm saying. He's not connecting to them. Like with them, sorry. Mm. Like, see, she's trying to look at him. But look at him.
Okay.
He's good, right? Like, he's really good, but he's losing that wonderful moment just by closing his eyes. I get it. He wants to be emotional. He wants to show what he's singing.
Yeah, his eyes are open, but he's kind of just... Yeah.
He's not there. You know what I mean? Like, he's there, but he's not. But then, just weigh what they said.
Just give me another song just to get a little more of an idea of what you do.
Okay. Can you do me a favor? Just keep your eyes open. And look at us.
Oh, yeah.
You will see a connection. The change just by doing that. Do you feel it now?
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I mean. You have that though. Yeah, I'll take that because I don't want to be.
It would be worse if he did that song first, but wasn't looking.
Because you don't feel it. Yeah. Like now he's telling you a story by singing, but he's connecting with you. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you're so good at like connecting with people. I seen you having conversations with people.
Even the ones I hate. Just kidding.
Whoa. Just kidding. Now I don't know if you hate me or like like me though. Like, what the heck?
Did they all say yes in that audition?
Yeah, everyone. He's too good. Yeah. He's good. He just, again, I feel everyone needs to give, like, people that are good, they just still need to get polished. Justin Bieber, he's a great artist. He wasn't
Happy
like
birthday.
That at the beginning.
Shout out.
Woo 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 woo. Yeah, how old is he turning? 26?
Yeah,
27?
Maybe. And 26.
He's so maybe. Old.
Yeah. What a guy.
You were probably a baby when he was singing, like, baby. No, what's his song?
Well, we're only, like, 4 years apart.
Baby. You're 4 years apart?
Baby. Oh, like,
look
baby,
at that.
Baby.
Justin Bieber, you
no,
better
like,
work in that voice.
Listen to that voice. MIA had a speaker as well, and it was someone... who co-wrote a lot of Justin Bieber songs and Demi Lovato songs like years ago. So it's really cool.
That's pretty cool.
MIA, yeah,
I feel that you're actually getting paid by MIA.
Yeah, like getting
like, do you get in royalty out of like people that are gonna get into like that program? You're getting money out of it? Because you're talking about it like if it's everything.
Future money. It'll bring me money in the future. I'm making money, but you know, it's to come.
Well, I'm just saying, because you keep talking about MIA. I feel like this is a pay commercial. A very long pay commercial for Fancho College. Shout out to Fancho. I'm in the radio right now because of Fancho.
There you go.
It was expensive.
Exactly.
Fancho, you're too expensive, man. Like, you guys need to lower that. Like, I get it. The equipment that we use is like top of the line.
Yeah, radio
because it is.
Music is just crazy.
But it's too expensive.
Well,
especially
students.
I know, but I'll tell you this: how many students actually work in the industry as soon as they graduate? Not many.
Not many.
A lot of them, they go back to McDonald's, Tim Hortons, or other industries.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like go for it right away. No. But then you see all the people who have, and they all. Came from Fancho College. Woo-hoo!
Oh my God, Fancho, you better send me a check.
I think back to whatever we were talking about. Which subject? Yes.
You should be a host. See, you're actually grabbing the topic, bringing it back.
I feel like I would it's just crazy.
Why not? Do it. Radio. I would go on two more years.
Hey, maybe I'll do it. That'll be my plan C, okay?
Let's do it.
I know where we're going now. Back to what we were talking about. Mm-hmm. People in the industry, nice people. Thank you for saying I'm an awesome, nice person. I've had the pleasure of meeting and becoming good friends with like so many people that are talented, like precious hearts. Mm-hmm. Like they're just amazing.
I'm hoping I'm one of those, but
yes, I think you are.
Okay,
I think you are. All Colombians are.
Well, Colombians, I don't know. Just keep talking. Forget about it.
Everyone at Chorus and Fanshawe College is just amazing.
Chorus is paying for advertisement.
Speaking of which, look at that young lady. She is amazing.
Probably working for tomorrow.
Yeah, working hard. Mm-hmm. I have the exact same coat and exact same scarf.
Okay, but if you're going to talk about someone, you know they're not
Who
looking.
Are we talking about? We are talking about Leanne.
Mm-hmm, she just got here. Which is crazy, though, because she has to be here tomorrow at 4 in the morning. And she's here.
Homework.
That's what radio is, though. Right there. Last minute homework. So that's what I'm saying. If you were going to do the 2 years that you're talking about, then I don't know. You got to put the hours, though. And I know you will.
Yeah.
Like, I know you're a hard worker person. You're a hard worker musician because you play so many freaking shows. I seen you everywhere. I follow you on Instagram and
oh thanks. Thanks.
Thank you.
Does Leanne follow me on Instagram?
I think she does. I don't know. She's busy and she's a little sick too. Mm-hmm. I was saying that like every day, no matter doesn't matter if it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you're doing something.
Yeah, I think some days it feels like I'm not, and then I forget the fact that, you know, I have a show at night.
A show today?
Not tonight, but on like an average day.
I feel like
I'm wasting time, but I'm actually, you know, writing and resting for, I don't think she follows me. I'm resting and like, you know, I'm practicing and trying to write. So next year when I graduate, MIA at Fanshawe College, I'm really excited because I can work on my original stuff.
And that's good, though. Like, I feel now you're investing time for that future career that is coming. And you're also working. A lot of people from your program, well, I don't know, but I'm assuming a lot of people just have part-time jobs in other staff just so they can afford, like, their living expenses.
Yeah.
But you're lucky enough that you live with your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Very lucky.
Yeah, and then you get
Dog
to do...
food.
And then you get to do a stuff like you do that is actually working in the industry.
Yeah.
Because you're still a musician. You still do stuff, so...
I absolutely love Toronto, so I do really want to move to Toronto.
You want to move there?
Yeah,
it's
I love... Thanks, reminder. Yeah, it's expensive, but I love how busy it is, and there's an awesome music industry scene there, and I'm really interested in working there. So, you know, in 10 years, maybe you'll see me on tour, and you'll have to pay to come see me.
I have to pay?
Yeah, you'll have to pay to come see me. Or
you gotta invite me. I have to be like a special... I'll get you people to go, but no, they will pay, yeah.
Or you can find me in Toronto, or you can find me... in this building, working for Chorus, with my radio voice.
Look at you! You want to do everything, Serena.
Yeah, I want to do everything. And
don't just do music. You're good at music. Yeah, don't take my job. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being so kind. We've been talking for like 30 minutes. That's crazy. I'm not gonna edit anything. I'm just gonna leave it how it is because that's how it is. I know there's more stuff to talk. If you want to come back, we could do another one.
Part two, what could
happen after this one here. I want to say thank you for being so you all the time. And I don't mean it just like for me. I say in general, like you're so passionate about what you do, that is so nice to see it. It's so hard to see people that are passionate about what they do. Yeah. You're one of those people that you enjoy doing good things. You enjoy doing music. I know, and you know, this industry is kind of nasty. There's a lot of no's. There's a lot of no's. But you never give up.
Mm-hmm.
You're still there knocking the doors, being like, hey, what's up? Like, with your smile, with everything. Just keep being you. Don't lose yourself in the process of being like, oh, I gotta do this because I need to get here. Fuck that. Just no, seriously, just be you.
Thank you. Like, look, I'll have to think, what would Juan do in this situation?
Just call me, be like, Juan, I got this contract. What do I do? No, I'm kidding. You gotta give me 5% of the royalties and whatever
royalties,
you do.
Yeah, I have to pay you 15%.
I'm a business guy inside, so it's all about the money with me. But yeah, no, thank you again for being here. Thank you for spending your Sunday with me. I know you were drinking your coffee at Coffee Culture. Again, shout out to them. Free advertisement again.
And Oasis at Fanshawe College.
Oh, so she's also plugging something in. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oasis, what do they have?
Too.
Just drinks?
Coffee, hot chocolate,
they
everything.
They do have
Tim
amazing
Hortons.
Breakfast, though.
Oh, so
like
good.
Like the, what is it?
They have good pancakes.
No, the skillets, though.
You like the skillets? Yeah. They have good burritos, too.
Burritos?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
I think they do. It's so expensive, though. You know, I need to get in the royalties more. I got a SoCan check yesterday.
How much was it? Can you say it? No, okay, let's keep it. Keep it on the
2000?
Low. No. Keep it on the low. Don't
I
tell
think
me.
It was... I'll be honest, I don't know how long it was, because usually get it like once every year or two, mm-hmm. maybe. So I think it was around 150.
Yo,
rich!
You know what? That's better than nothing.
It's not bad, because that's only for, you know, iTunes, Spotify.
But that's what I'm saying. That's better than nothing. You know how many people are making zero? You're making 150-something. That's way better than
it's
nothing.
Free money.
It's free money. It's,
yeah.
Smoothie money. That's it.
Smoothie money. Yeah, I'm really grateful for everything. So, and this past few months, I've just been spoiled by everyone and everything about life. So I'm so happy and I'm so lucky to be here with Juan the Colombian today.
She's like, she make a pass. And then she gives that energy of the Juan de Colombia. No, but for real, thank you so much for being here. We got to get back in this thing one more time, because you're going to tell me what's going to happen in that little thing that you're going to go somewhere. I'm not going to say what it is. We didn't talk about it, but you're going somewhere really special for something really big.
Yeah.
And
vacation.
We haven't said this. Also about Serena, go check her out in her Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, whatever.
Follow for follow.
Yep. She actually opened for Shawn Mendes. Shout out to Shawn Mendes. I'm kidding. Shawn
Shout
Mendes.
Out to Shawn Mendes.
but no, so you opened for him and
Shawn
now you're doing.
Shawn doesn't like Fanshawe College, so Shawn likes Western University.
Okay. Well, okay. A lot of people do. So.
Yeah. But shout out to Shawn Mendes.
You know what?
Yes.
It is what it is. Yeah. They can check what she did. Serena has some videos of the day that she opened for him. And yeah, we'll talk about what's coming. When is it that it's happening?
It is happening
big surprise?
Next week. In a week, basically.
Okay, so we have to catch up in a month.
Yes,
to talk about
that.
It, how it went, what people do you mean? Like.
Yeah, and I actually have a lot of exciting things this month, so yeah.
Okay, so well,
I could just spit it out now, but I will hold it in.
No, we gotta. You get that's the thing though. The surprise about things is sometimes you gotta just keep it a little longer. If people want to know what's happening with you, well, they have to either talk to you and become your friends and be like, hey, tell me now.
Yeah, I'll tell you after we're done this.
Well,
I'll tell you two.
I know the one. I don't know the other one.
The other one's really cool, too.
Okay, don't tell me. But anyways.
No one has to know.
Good to have you guys back here. If you guys want to check their episodes, they're there. And we're going to have Serena later. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for coming to the party. And thank you so much, Juan.
Is there a party? We're drinking water here.
After party.
See you guys.